It's On Second Thought. I'm Celeste Headley. My next guests perform tonight at the Stopover Music Festival. Culture Vulture is an instrumental trio based in Savannah. They're described, or they describe themselves, as an instrumental pop outfit with heavy math, rock, and jazz influence. Culture Vulture is James Weber on guitar, drummer Matthew Pelton, and Nick Gilbert on trombone. Welcome.
Hi there.
Hello. Thanks for having us.
So I understand, Nick, you actually wrote this description of heavy math. Rock?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
Well, math rock is a subgenre, I guess, that is heavy on time signature changes.
Okay, I was going to ask you about the time signature changes, because which one of you likes to reuse those really odd time signatures and change all the time? Which one of you is doing that?
That's all of us.
Yeah,
all three.
Without question.
It must make it difficult, though. It's not like somebody else can just sit in on one of your sets.
That's true.
Right.
I mean, you guys aren't playing a steady four. That's really tough for somebody else to just pick up all those time signatures. And you play with the keys. What's the effect on the listener's ear then? When the time signature is changing, in other words, the rhythm, for those who aren't musicians, the number of beats, and the key signature is changing, the tonality, what effect do you think that has on the person listening?
I think it can be a disorienting for sure. Really, it makes it, when you take away a beat, say from a 4-4, and you take away an eighth note from that, making it 7-8.
Yeah.
It makes this kind of disorienting. Almost, you can't really nod your head to it anymore. There's almost a disconnect there.
And is that something that you're aiming for? Is to kind of keep people a little bit off balance?
A little bit, yeah, but I think what we strive to do is to do that and then to bridge that gap in a way where people can still dance to it and can still have a good time. We have people, you know, moving at our shows, so I mean, presumably it's coming across that way.
They may not be on the beat. This all sounds really cerebral, but let's give people an idea of what that sounds like. You're going to play a tune for us. Which tune is this?
Sure. This one's called Yachts on Fire.
Thank you. you're just joining us, we're speaking with the members of Culture Vulture. That's an instrumental trio based in Savannah. They're playing tonight at 9 o'clock at the Ampersand in Savannah. It's part of the Stopover Music Festival. So another thing people may hear immediately is the combo, the combination of instruments, because it's not usual to get drums with guitar and trombone. How did that come about?
It was really about trying to get the best musicians around, kind of regardless of the instrumentation, because we wanted to groove with these time signatures and things.
You wanted three?
We didn't have a set number. It was just kind of, I knew Nick, and I knew Nicky was a monster player, and we're just trying to figure out how to make it work.
What kind of challenges arise because of the combo of instruments? Does that make it difficult to play live sets?
Well, being as we're a band without a bass player, we've had to find other ways to cover bass. And actually, in any number of our songs, we'll have like possibly each of us covering bass at some point.
Picking up the bass notes, you mean?
Picking up the bass notes. I even have a sampler that I have mounted to the top of my kick drum, which I've loaded some bass samples into. For those sections that really need that those bass notes covered.
Now, the first song you played is unreleased. You guys haven't released that yet.
Correct.
Okay, but this next one is off your new album. What's the next song you're playing?
The next song is called Girls' Night, and you'll actually hear a pretty good example of James covering bass.
James on the guitar, yeah.
Right, right. And trombone's actually going to start by covering bass. So we'll actually be switching back and forth on that alone, but that's probably our greatest challenge, is to make sure there's enough low end.
Find the bass notes before you start playing Girls' Night. Since you guys don't sing or have lyrics, how do you name your tracks?
Fighting for months at a time, usually.
Yeah. It takes a really long time to name them.
Yeah. It usually is like once our compositional process is done, we try to kind of spitball ideas for naming.
Yeah, we just try to grab some imagery from it. Yeah.
So this sounded to you like a girl's night out.
Right. Got it. Right. Exactly.
Okay,
exactly.
Let's hear it.
Or what we imagine that would be like.
Thank you.
So, you know, I've been on many girls' nights out. That was pretty much it. That's pretty much captures it. Was that all, Nick, was that all reverb or were you double tonguing through that song?
It's a combination of both. There's some delay in there, and then there was, you know, some flutter tonguing going on in
yeah,
there.
Yeah, that's
then,
which is really pretty impressive how long you did that. Explain for people who've never played a brass instrument what that is, what flutter or double tonguing is.
It's kind of like when you roll your R's in you know, Spanish or French, but like for an extended period of time. So it's like, yeah, it's like purring.
Right, except it's hard to sustain when you're actually
playing.
Yeah,
to do that
notes.
And like push and try and stay in tune is not super easy, but it is like the closest I can get to having distortion on my instrument without feeding back.
Yeah. So what is the sound of Savannah? I mean, it's a very different scene than Atlanta. What is it like?
I mean, it's very, there's a lot of variety with it for sure. I'd say the prevailing scene there is more of a punk scene, more of a punk aesthetic.
A lot of surf stuff going on.
Yeah, there's
on there
a surf punk
kind of
band.
You guys are surrounded by water.
Yeah.
Kind of makes sense.
Yeah, geographically makes sense.
Not a lot of waves, though, in Savannah.
Right. You can go north.
No, just riptide. Just, just treacherous rip current and no surfing.
Which makes for a different sound of surf music, a little bit more about death.
Right.
But,
right.
You know, how easy is it or difficult to be an indie band in Savannah? Is it the kind of thing where it's really difficult to get things recorded? It's really difficult to get gigs and dates? Or what's that like to be an up-and-coming band?
In Savannah, it's very easy. Everyone is ready to go see your first show and wants to help you record, lend you mics.
Film music
very
videos.
Very good supportive scene.
Yeah, everybody's always got an idea they want to pitch to you, and everybody wants to help all the time. It's great.
So how long is your set tonight at the Stopover Festival?
Be about 45 minutes, most likely.
Mm-hmm. That's a lot of playing. Hopefully it's not all flutter time.
We'll be thoroughly exhausted at the end.
Guitarist James Weber, drummer Matthew Pelton, and trombonist Nick Gilbert. They're with the Savannah-based band Culture Vulture, and you can catch them tonight at 9 o'clock at the Ampersand in Savannah. It's part of the Stopover Music Festival. Thanks to Patchwork Recording Studios in Atlanta for providing the beautiful studio space for all of us today. Gorgeous studios right here in Midtown. The band is going to play us out. But a reminder that all year long, we're celebrating the Year of Georgia Music. So tell us about a band that you think is great, but overlooked, maybe underappreciated. Call us and leave a message at 404-500-9457. You can also tweet us. We're at OST Talk or post on Facebook. For today, that is On Second Thought from GPB News. I'm Celeste Headley. Have a great day. And once again, here's Culture Vulture.